We have met several mental health professionals today on In the Moment, but more often than not, South Dakotans aren't seeking professional help. They're dealing with mental wellness with the support of people around them, in families, in circles of friends, in churches. Or they're not dealing with mental health needs at all, because sometimes it seems too much to talk about. Reverend Christy Hollenbeck-Ask is a pastor at Spirit of Joy Lutheran Church in Sioux Falls. Her church has begun participating in the Befriender Ministry, which includes training for lay pastoral care. And she joins us now in SDPB's Sioux Falls studio. Christy, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Lori. I'm honored to be here.
So we wanted to close the show with someone who was specifically not a mental health person, because what we've learned throughout this past 2 hours is that most people aren't talking to their medical provider. They're not talking, to a psychiatrist or a counselor or a therapist necessarily, because it's kind of a hard topic to bring up. But in South Dakota, at least, a lot of those people are going to church. Mm-hmm. And maybe they're not talking to their pastors either.
It depends, yeah.
But church is traditionally a place where people can sort of be real with one another. So tell me a little bit, first of all, about the Befriender Ministry. Mm-hmm. What's its goal?
Mm-hmm. The Befriender Ministry is a ministry designed to be a caring presence, a listening presence for individuals who are facing all kinds of loss or hardship or transition in life, which I would like to say is all of us at certain times in life. We experience grief and loss from all sorts of transitions and changes in life, from the loss of a home, for empty nesters who have lost the presence of children in a home, certainly more obvious instances of grief, the loss of a partner or spouse. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it's a training that people volunteer to be a part of it?
Yes, absolutely. So we at Spirit of Joy, I, as one of the pastors, and two of our leaders, of our members, were trained from the executive director of Befriender Ministry, who is out of the Twin Cities. Last spring, we went through a training along with some colleagues at Trinity Lutheran in T. And then our two leaders trained six individuals from Spirit of Joy, individual members with gifts for this ministry. They just did that late last summer. So now those six individuals are trained to be befrienders.
So when you talk about gifts for the ministry, what sort of person do you think is uniquely suited to be a participant?
So we look for folks with gifts for listening, first and foremost. Many of us have the gifts for giving advice, but that's not what we, I'm not saying I'm one of those people at all, but there's certainly a difference between giving advice and listening, and we're looking for a ministry that really empowers people by listening to their life stories and helping them understand new openings, new sources of hope that they may not have otherwise discovered.
Yeah, and that can be a real skill. And Aaron Morlock, who we just heard on the program a moment ago, I didn't get to include this part of the interview, but he said, when he was really stressed, and in his case, it was in a real physical crisis he was going through, you know, what doesn't help is when people say, just calm down, relax, take a deep breath. And he's like, if I could do that, I'd be doing it.
Right.
So I said, what did help? And he said, he's echoing what you said, which was just sometimes someone listening and letting me get it all out and tell the story was the most healing thing. You know, stick with me. Mm-hmm. This feeling is going to pass, and I'm going to be here with you.
Absolutely. Let's stick with.
What's the response been from the congregation as far as people wanting to serve?
The response of people wanting to serve was incredible. We were really excited about that. Many of the folks who came forward with these gifts were not surprising to us, because these are folks who are natural befrienders in their everyday lives, so we weren't surprised at all, and we're very excited by the interest. And on the other hand, we've also been excited by people's openness. I think in many ways it's more challenging to be the recipient of care. That's a really vulnerable place to be. And so to be the one who's open to having someone you don't know necessarily come in and hear your story, to hear the darkest parts of your story, is incredibly courageous. And not all folks are open to that, and that's okay, but many are, and that's been really empowering and affirming of this ministry for us.
How hard is it for people to share their brokenness with one another? What are some of those barriers that you see, because you know, in some ways you might think, well, it's a church. This is where people go. Mm. I mean, this is the Christian message that Jesus says, you know, bring me, you know, you can be broken with me. Yep. And yet
we have this lovely embedded idea of putting on our Sunday best, which is entirely antithetical to the honesty of the brokenness that we all experience in our lives. I have loved since day one of being part of Spirit of Joy myself, the congregation I serve. It's an honest community, and yet we're still embedded so deeply with the goal to present our best self, whatever that looks like. So it is hard. It's hard for me. It's hard for many people to share the brokenness of their lives, because when we haven't all done that very well, we haven't trained ourselves to hear one another in our brokenness, and to have the trust in one another to share and to say, as you said, as your previous guest mentioned, someone who will just stick with you in that brokenness. We want to be about building the trust to say, yeah, we will stick with you.
Yeah. Are we afraid to listen in some ways because we know there's so much we can't fix? I mean, if someone doesn't have insurance, if their house burned down, if they lost a loved one, I can't fix that for you. So what am I going to do?
Absolutely.
Is listening really enough? So talk about overcoming the hesitation to really step into that space to come alongside someone else.
Absolutely. Yeah. The goal of Befriender Ministry being a caring and listening presence sounds really simple, but it's profoundly difficult to sit and listen when it's a helpless feeling. It feels like it doesn't do much sometimes. I know from my own experience, absolutely. And I've talked with some of our befrienders who are new to this feeling of helplessness and listening, because we are so so well trained to give advice that listening doesn't feel like it really matters, but it is absolutely holy and sacred space, I would say, in theological terms, to sit with someone in their darkness. And as your previous guest said, sometimes that's the most profound thing you can do for someone. You're not imposing your own assumptions about their circumstances. You're not imposing what you may perceive to be a similar experience you've had, but which always has nuances that are different for the person going through that circumstance now.
And we have to slow down. So that's the other thing, that we have to slow down, not only to share our story, but to receive someone else's. It takes a sort of radical act of resistance to the culture and the pace of at which our life moves. Have we forgotten how to slow down for each other?
Yes, absolutely.
It feels like it some days.
I think in my own life, one of my mottos of the past year has been to try to be present where I am. We do our best to jump to our smartphones or jump to the next thing, especially when we're uncomfortable, when we're in moments of vulnerability, whether it's ours or someone else's. So absolutely, one of the greatest gifts of Befriender Ministry is this gift of being present with one another.
This is probably obvious based on what you've already said, but I do want to make sure that we address people who are non-Christians, who are listening. Is there a message from Befriender, even though this might not be for them because it's a faith-based thing, are there messages from this program that people could apply in any faith or in a non-faith, you know, family or situation?
Yeah, absolutely. The gift of compassionate and intentional listening is one that transcends theologies or lack thereof, absolutely. And even within the Christian tradition and faith, one of our goals as befrienders is to never judge our befriendee or kin's operating theology, because we have a lot of diversity of theology. Even within the Christian faith, there are a lot of trite sayings, I would argue, that come out of the Christian tradition in one way or another, like everything happens for a reason, and other things that folks might say in times of darkness that I vehemently disagree with. But part of Befriender Ministry is learning how to not judge someone's operating theology. If it's helping them in that moment, it's not helpful to say, I don't agree with where you're coming from. And those are things, we all have those operating ideologies in different backgrounds. Right. Yeah.
And now as a Christian, because mm-hmm. that's your background and, yeah. and your training, this is core Christian mm-hmm. theology mm-hmm. of compassion and brokenness. Mm-hmm. And so talk about what Jesus said
Absolutely.
About these sort of problems and how we need to be there for each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, this time of year, as we're getting ready for Advent, I think more than anything, our claim is that Jesus embodied this ministry of presence. Emmanuel, another name for Jesus in Hebrew, means God with us, and God with us in the brokenness, God with us in the dirty manger, God with us through a teenage girl who had no power, Mary, who brought Jesus into the world. That's at the core of our theology, is this claim that God is with us in the most surprising, broken places of our lives. And we claim also that Jesus ultimately showed us that on the cross, and that not even death could make us not with God, with Emmanuel.
Pastor Christy, thank you so much for being here with us. Where can people find more if they're listening about Befriender Ministry? Is there it's one word, capital B, capital Friender. Is there a website?
Yep. Befrienderministry.org is the website. You're also more than welcome to contact me to answer your questions.